I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, competitive speed cubing, as in Rubik's racing. But now, on to my discussion of the week in sports with Charlie Pierce. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill. I thought that was like speed math. Cubing and
There'll be no math on my watch.
Excellent.
Thank you.
It's part of the reason I've stayed so long.
It's the NBA offseason, which means that everybody's paying attention to free agents signing huge contracts to play in new destinations. Any particular changes catch your eye?
Well, obviously, the Celtics finally made a large free agent acquisition with prying Gordon Hayward loose from Utah, much to the consternation of jersey-burning Utah fans.
Yeah, boy, you got through my first two questions with your answer. They're burning jerseys in
Yeah,
Utah.
And the Celtics also traded Avery Bradley, which I think they're going to regret because he was their best on-the-ball defender. Vince Carter going to the Sacramento Kings is just, you know, he might as well play on the moon because nobody knows what Sacramento's doing. But I was kind of interested in Rudy Gay getting $17 million out of the Spurs because that's proven to be this fountain of youth for NBA players on the back nine, as they say.
On Tuesday, Yankee slugger Aaron Judge damaged Yankee Stadium with
a home run
blast. He broke the stadium. He did. On Wednesday, he tied Jolton Joe's rookie home run mark before the All-Star break. He now has half a season to add to that record. Does this answer the musical question, where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio?
Yeah, you've left the record books. I love stories about baseball players like breaking stuff with their, you know, I love the red
seat. Roy Hobbs.
The red seat in Fenway Park and the light standard that Reggie Jackson hit in Tiger Stadium in the All-Star game and the end of the movie The Natural.
There it is.
I like baseball players who break things.
The Tour de France is underway, and it took less than one day for the first disqualification. Slovak rider Peter Sagan elbowed Brit Mark Cavendish off his bike in the first stage, and for that reason, the elbower will miss the rest of the tour. But apparently he was not on drugs at the time happened, so there's that to celebrate.
But he broke the guy's shoulder.
Yeah, he did. Well,
I mean, Aaron Judge is just breaking stadiums. These guys are, you know, although I'll tell you what, full contact MMA Tour de France, that will sell tickets.
I am sure you're right.
Did you ever watch Ben-Hur? Imagine that with like 100 bicycles.
Would there be horses?
No, just bicycles with spikes on the wheels.
Last Sunday, Manny Pacquiao lost a prize fight, Charlie, unless he didn't. He has called into question the integrity of the referee and the judges, and he says that to prevent the erosion of fan confidence in the integrity of boxing, he must appeal the decision. Did he lose you at some point in that reasoning?
The giggle was the giveaway. I sort of admire Manny's ability to get through that sentence without breaking down completely, but it was a terrible decision, and the other guy wasn't a fighter. He was a wrestler, pretty much. Butted Pacquiao twice. The decision is ludicrous. I think what's going to happen is some governing band of thieves or another is going to look at the tape and reduce the decision, but Pacquiao's not going to get the fight.
Wimbledon was invaded on Wednesday, Charlie, and it wasn't gatecrashers and it wasn't hooligans the All England club had to worry about. Who or what did the invading?
Flying ants, Bill.
Oh, okay.
It was a horror show. It's mating season, by the way.
Ah.
I knew that our listeners would want to know when flying ant mating season was so they could, you know,
stay away from Wimbledon.
Stay away from Wimbledon, exactly.
Meanwhile, Bernard Tomic of Australia was fined $15,000 for unsportsmanlike conduct at Wimbledon. This is one of my favorite stories of the week. During his match, Tomic called for a trainer. He acknowledged afterward that he was not injured. He was bored. I've got to wonder what the trainer said when Tomic told him that. Something like, well, son, perhaps you should think about another line of work.
Here, take this amphetamine I brought out. Yes. You'll feel great.
Boredom be gone. Absolutely.
That's right. My favorite one, though, is Medvedev, at the height of his dudgeon against the chair umpire, threw coins at her. This is something McEnroe never did.
A group of recreational league hockey players in Buffalo, New York, has set the record for longest continuous hockey game. 10 days, 10 hours, 3 minutes, and 21 seconds. So, the next time hockey players anywhere complain about having to play in an overtime or two, we can cite this example.
How'd you like to play for 10 days, pal?
Bill, the final score for the final time. Team Blue, 1,723. Team White, 1,695. I think both teams could use new goalies.
It was close.
It was. It was a heart stopper.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.